from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Butter me up and call me a biscuit. It's another flashback adventure of
Maggie Egbert Roscoe.
Right. When last we left our hero's hero, Maggie was investigating the nefarious Vincent von Zwack.
Scholar, wealthy guy, and founder of the Brunswick Academy.
Maggie teamed up with Albert Heimler, who claimed von Zwack had stolen his invention.
An electrical amplifier! It could change the world!
Their search led them to the zoo and an empty exhibit. Well, almost empty.
We're stuck in here with a man-eating lion! And I think you might eat women too, Maggie!
Heimler, climb up the von Zwack statue now!
Ulysses S. Grant!
I told you that lion was hungry!
Roscoe! The statue is unstable! The arm is loose!
Breaking this statue is the least of my concerns, Heimler.
Look at that!
We opened a secret door.
And there's light coming from it!
Heimler, throw your bologna sandwich and run for the door.
But what if we want a snack later?
Right now we are the snack, Heimler. Now throw the bologna.
Whoa!
Go fetch, kitty.
Made it!
Help me close this door. Push!
You saved my life, Maggie!
Yeah, give me an award for it.
Where are we?
This looks like one of those rumored underground passageways.
So it was true!
We might as well investigate. Let's go.
I hear something.
Good. Your ears are working. Now quiet.
Almost complete. It's almost complete.
It's von Zwack.
Shh. He can't see us. Let's keep it that way.
There. My greatest creation. All for the glory of the Nidarian Society.
Roscoe, I can see my amplifier and my research papers.
Heimler, you fool. Get back here. He's going to...
I can almost reach it. Got it.
What was that? Who's there?
Perfect. Okay, von Zwack, it's me, Maggie Roscoe. Now, what's going on down here?
Oh, drat. I thought my lion would eat you, Roscoe, and your poor inventor friend, Heimler.
You thief! You stole my amplifier!
The jig is up, Vinny. We got you red-handed.
Please, don't call me Vinny. And I'm hardly caught. You see, you're about to witness the first test of my greatest creation. My hydro-utilizing mega-mechanical ultra-skeleton, the Hummus! Whoa!
Maybe work on the name.
It's like a gigantic walking tank!
Yes, my terrifying Hummus is a personal armored exoskeleton, powered by water and steam.
Wait, if this thing doesn't use electricity...
Then why'd you steal my electrical amplifier?
Because I needed to crush the competition.
The what?
Once I sell my Hummus to the military, I'll prove once and for all that the world should return to steam power.
Vinny, that is an incredibly stupid plan.
Stop calling me Vinny!
Heimler, connect your flashlight battery to your amplifier.
Okay.
I grew up with steam power. My father made a fortune with the steam engine. It was good enough for the world once. It will be again.
Vinny, just because you see the world one way doesn't make it so, pal.
Stop calling me Vinny!
You can't impose your warped sense of nostalgia on everybody.
Maggie, here's the flashlight.
Good. And Vinny, one thing about steam.
Stop!
You need a lot of water to make it.
Holy me!
And water doesn't play nice with electricity. Catch! One more thing. Remember why I always carry a lasso?
Oh, not really.
To catch varmints! Hey-ya!
This isn't
over, Roscoe. I will have my revenge, and you will never stop the Nidarian Society!
I tied up Von Zwack and immobilized his steam-powered machine. The wealthy industrialist was later taken into custody by the police. Representatives from the Brunswick Academy have refused to comment on Von Zwack or his hummus. Albert Heimler recovered his electrical signal amplifier in working order. But something is still bothering me, listeners. What is the Nidarian Society? Although Von Zwack was foiled this time, something tells me I haven't gotten the whole story yet. This is Maggie Egbert Roscoe signing off.
Mighty fine story there, Roscoe. Really aces.
What's the matter, Maggie? Couldn't reel in the big fish?
How much you lose at the track last night, Frank?
Aww, what do you bring that up for?
Hello? Yeah. Hold your horses. Roscoe.
Oh, come on now. What?
You got another call, Roscoe. On the telephonotronic machine.
It's called a phone now, Jerry. Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Would you like a better rate on your mortgage?
What? Listen, you, I'm gonna...
Just kidding. Wouldn't that be annoying? Hold, please.
Ugh, this is the worst advice in human history.
Hello?
Oh, Heimler, what can I do for you?
Maggie, I need you. That is to say, I need your help. Can you meet me at once?
Again?
Well, it worked out well last time. Please come to the Capra Hotel downtown. It's urgent.
All right, Heimler. I'll see you there. Sure. Yeah, why not? Now, what's this all about?
I'll explain everything. It's in the Grand Ballroom. This way.
What's in the ballroom?
You'll see.
Heimler, I really don't like... Surprises. Heimler, what is this?
It's for you, Maggie. Well, and for me. I sold my signal amplifier.
Good? For you?
Yes. It made me fabulously wealthy. I'm the toast of the town.
Congratulations, Roscoe. Well done. You deserve it.
Thank you, I guess. Heimler, what's this got to do with me?
It's all thanks to you, Maggie. Come up to the stage.
Hey, everyone. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming. As you all know, I'm rich now. And I'm announcing the creation of my new foundation. The mission of the Heimler Foundation will be to promote truth and to celebrate those who bring the truth to the people. But who needs an excuse to throw a party and serve horse devourers? Am I right? Oh, anyway, it's with great honor that I present Maggie Egbert Roscoe with the very first Heimler Award for Journalism. Well, say something, Maggie.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you, Albert. This is very nice. I accept your award.
Now, of course, this wouldn't be possible without the support of the Brunswick Academy, which generously bought my electrical signal amplifier just yesterday.
What?
It was so much money, man. I couldn't refuse.
There's just one thing that will make me happier. Now that I've given her a fancy award, everyone, maybe Maggie Roscoe might do me the honor of going on a date with me.
What do you say, Maggie?
What else could I say? Oh, wait. I know. No.
What do you mean?
No. N-O. I don't want your award, I don't want your praise, and I certainly don't want a date with you. This is a sham. A bunch of flacks clapping themselves on the back. And for what? I didn't get the truth. I only scratched the surface. And obviously, Von Zwack hasn't been brought to justice because he paid you off, Heimler. Now, if you'll excuse me, everyone, I've got actual work to do. So enjoy your hors d'oeuvres, you lazy so-and-sos. Why don't you go do something real instead of celebrating mediocrity? Roscoe, out.
that's how it happened.
Wow.
See, the story of the Von Zwacks began long ago.
You used to be quite the firecracker.
Used to be.
Maggie, what happened to Vincent Von Zwack and that mysterious Nidarian Society?
I never cracked the case amplified. Von Zwack was too powerful. I couldn't get close to him again.
We'll figure it out, Maggie.
I'm sure you will, amplified. But my time has run out.
What do you mean?
I'm retiring. I've been at this game too long, and I need a break.
Oh.
Besides, I think you can handle it, kid.
I'm sorry to spoil this poignant moment, but we have reached our destination. We've made it back to Union City!
Home at last, and armed with new clues to unravel the Von Zwacks' dastardly schemes. Can Eleanor pick up the trail where Maggie left off? And can Eleanor pick up the pieces at her radio station? I wonder how she'll get along with her new boss. We'll see in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified comes from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts to keep up with the latest episodes. This is a bit of a gamble, but do you find yourself drawing pictures of things you imagine from Eleanor Amplified, like Megablurg or the Fishy Pickle? You should show them to us. Have a parent email us some pictures. In fact, you can email us anything you like at eleanoramplified@whyy.org. Thanks for listening.